Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Jim's last full day, although you'll still hear him around. It's kind of a weird day, huh, Jim?
It's very strange.
Yep, yeah, and we're going to bring you back next Friday you super uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you come in next week?
Ode to Jim next Friday.
Why don't you fill in for Ron Cook Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday?
No, not for that. Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Family, welcoming our friend from the Post-Gazette on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. It's Mike DeFabo to talk some Pens. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. First of all, congratulations to Jim on the retirement. I hope you get there's a case of Natty Light headed to the fan offices, so hopefully you get that.
Oh, that'll get hijacked by somebody, Mike, but I appreciate it.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, maybe not. That's the thing about the Natty.
Nobody wants to drink.
Yeah, you send me a Heineken, that's gone.
Right.
Natty? No.
They might
no
use
problem.
It to clear out their pipes if their plumbing isn't working correctly.
Hey, you know there what? You at my age, mm-hmm. there you go.
There
See?
You are.
Yeah.
Secret to that. More of that. Mike, Penguins, how good is this team? Like, project out what is now the ceiling for this hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we came into the season, a lot of people, not just me, considered the Penguins maybe a fringe playoff contender based on a number of questions. I mean, they were starting the year without Evgeny Malkin and without Sidney Crosby. There were a ton of questions about goaltending and additional questions around the lineup. But they've shown to me the strength of this team is their forward core and the depth of the forward core. Tristan Jarry has gone from a guy that was the biggest question mark on the team to an all-star. So they've climbed all the way to they're within 3 points of the lead in the Metro Division. So this is all a long-winded way of saying that I think that they're becoming a contender. I think there's still a couple of questions that they have, and one of the biggest ones is Evgeny Malkin. I think they're a team that if they're going to be a true championship contender, they need Evgeny Malkin providing that second part of the potent 1-2 Sidney Crosby Evgeny Malkin punch. But they have a lot of things encouraging. I think their defense is playing great, matches up well together. I think they have some of the best center depth in the league. When you figure, like I said, Crosby, Malkin, then third line center in Jeff Carter, and then Teddy Bluger is your fourth line center. And then Jarry, if he continues to play like this. So they've really impressed me. They've now won 14 of their last 16 games. That said, I think that they might be on the most worrisome three-game winning streak I've ever seen.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that, Mike, because the Mike Sullivan cited the last 10 days or so where they've kind of gotten away from playing the brand of hockey that he'd prefer they play. Out west, it was a struggle at times. The L.A. game in particular was ugly. They bounced back in the last two periods against Vegas on Monday, but the first period also ugly. Jeff Carter called last night's win ugly. That word's been floated around a lot. They're not winning pretty, but they're still winning. How do we strike the balance between maybe some things are going sideways and, well, yeah, but they're still winning?
Yeah, exactly. It depends whether you're, I guess, an optimist or a pessimist. You know, you can look at it on one hand, like, for example, the game against the Vegas Golden Knights, and you could say, here's a situation where the Penguins played probably their worst period of the entire season. They were down 3-0 after the first to a really good Golden Knights team, and then they clawed all the way back to win 5-3. So either you say, this is a sloppy hockey team that needs to clean up. It's the way it's managing the puck. It's mismanaging the puck in the neutral zone. They're consistently getting beat in front of the net. Net front battles have been an issue for this team. Other issues as well. Or you say, wow, look at the character in this room that they're able to bounce back and they're able to win in the night that they don't have their best game. So there's a tough line there, but there's no denying the fact that the Penguins are not playing their best hockey right now. I was on that trip out west, and the number of times that I heard Mike Sullivan say, you know, we're losing track of our identity. We're not the type of hockey team. We're not paying attention to the details that brought us success in the past. He said that repeatedly, And typically the Penguins are such a good team when it comes to bouncing back and realizing that they're falling short in responding. And they didn't do that a number of instances. You know, they lost to the LA Kings 6-2, and it was one of their just one of those games that they just did not even have it for one single second in that game. And you were looking for a response the next game, two nights later in San Jose, and they played just as poorly. And had it not been for Louis Domingue, they would not have won that game. He basically single-handedly stole that game. And so then you're looking for the response again, and they come out with, again, another poor period to start things off against the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, Jeff Carter has a great quote where he says, we went to the dressing room between periods and we got our quote-unquote stuff together. Only he didn't say stuff, of course, a word that you're not allowed to use on the radio. But then did they really get their stuff together? Last night was a win, but it was a sloppy win. And, you know, they nearly blew a 5-1 third period lead, and yet Mike Sullivan said he thought their first period may have been their sloppiest period. So that tells you start to finish, they didn't play great hockey, but they got the job done nonetheless. They're still racking up wins, but if they're going to achieve what they want to this season, they need to get back to the process that brought them results earlier on.
And, Mike, I mean, this is what's unbelievable is that, you know, of course, we all wrote stories the other day about how, hey, look, the Penguins are all healthy. They're back together. And then Zucker scores twice and gets hurt. And Domingue takes a puck, and he's out of the lineup now when he might have had a chance to play again tonight. But I guess that's kind of neither here nor there because it's, you know, as Mike Sullivan will say, it is what it is. How patient is he going to be with some of the line combinations, though? Because we all know he likes to tinker. I'm guessing that Crosby, Russ, and Gensel, you don't mess with that. But beyond that, he's got a lot of options.
Yeah, he does. It is disappointing because we did think that we were going to have a healthy lineup. And Zucker might be the most disappointing of the bunch because he toughed it out. He played through an injury in November and into December because he realized that the Penguins were so depleted and they needed him. And he is a team-first guy, even if I think that fans probably would want him to have a little bit of a better scoring touch. I think he's an upstanding guy in the community. He's one of the guys you root for. So for him to come back for one game in Las Vegas, where it's his hometown, score two goals, and then after one single game go back on the shelf is really disappointing for the Penguins. But, you know, to answer your question about the line combinations, I'm intrigued to see what they end up doing there because it depends to me what kind of balance you want in the lineup. Evan Rodriguez has produced like a top six player, so I would consider him on Evgeny Malkin's left wing, and we've seen at certain practices him skating next to Kapanen and Malkin. But recently they've had him in a more of a third line role next to Jeff Carter, which I think is the more long-term vision there. So I think it's going to depend on the process here for the Penguins and how they look. Mike Sullivan typically is a guy that, you know, consistently, if the Penguins are not playing their best hockey, he throws those lines in the bender between periods. So I think it's just going to be a results kind of – results are going to dictate what he ends up doing there in terms of the lines.
Great. How's your love life?
My love life is fantastic. It's
good.
Going great.
All right. You guys still together? Everything's good?
Everything's great. Yeah, it's going good.
Right. Mike's not screwing
perfect.
That up.
No, I just wanted to tread lightly. That's why I asked like that. it's 8:09. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Is the NHL a league that should put its best players in the All-Star game or its biggest marketing chips? Like, in what I'm getting at is this. No matter what the season he's having, should Sidney Crosby be in the All-Star game anyway?
Well, here's what's funny. I think that it is important to have big names and a player like Sidney Crosby, who still, even at this point in his career, I think to a lot of fans, is the most recognizable name and the most marketable star in the league. So I do think it would be prudent of the NHL to put a player like that in the All-Star game when, I mean, the point of it is to highlight the best players and to, you know, get all eyeballs on TV and highlight the game. That said, I don't think that Sidney Crosby would even want to go. I think that he would much rather have a couple of days off to rest than to play in, you know, a rinky-dink three-on-three tournament. You know, if it was me doing it, I don't like the idea of every team needs to have a representative. Like, this isn't Latrobe Little League All-Stars. I mean, that was the rule for Latrobe Little League. I don't think that that needs to be the rule for the NHL. So that's what I would do. But, you know, I wrote about how I thought it was kind of ridiculous that Jake Guentzel, who's like top 10 in goal scoring, wasn't in. But then you look at it, and because every team needs a representative, the only team that got two representatives from the Metro was the New York Rangers, and they had Adam Fox, who might win the Norris Trophy, and then Kreider, who has like 25 goals. Okay, so one was a defenseman, one's a forward. So you can understand why that was the team that got two in. So it's about the process. What I would do, I would want something fun. I want to do like a fantasy draft where you don't have to have one player from every team picked, and you just bring the best players. That's how I would fix the All-Star game.
Pens insider Mike DeFabo, the Post-Gazette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We mentioned this in passing yesterday, but I think it's worth pointing out that I think it's February 1st. Once we move the calendar into February, the league has said if numbers continue to decline, that they'll stop testing asymptomatic players for COVID. This is a boon to actually finishing the regular season schedule as it was just reshuffled a couple days ago, Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be the – I think it's after the All-Star break is when they're going to do that. So it would be, I think, February 5th would be okay. The date when they would stop, or maybe right before the All-Star break. Anyway, it's early February. I'm not a doctor, as you know.
Yeah.
But I guess the thinking here is that these players are vaccinated, and if you're asymptomatic and vaccinated, you're less likely, but it's not – positive that you can't pass this along. Also, such an overwhelming majority of the players in the league have had it at this point that it's almost like there's no one left to give it to. We'll see if this works. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I thought the whole point of testing asymptomatic people in the first place was you didn't want one asymptomatic person causing an outbreak amongst the team. If he's around the team symptomatic for 5 days, you can get a lot of people. I thought that was the point of testing, but I don't know. I guess they've decided that they think that you're less contagious. But, I mean, at this point, the only Penguins who have not had it, to my knowledge, in season are Evgeny Malkin, Jason Zucker, Brian Boyle, Mark Friedman. I think that's it on a team that has like between 23 and 26 players. Everybody's had it at this point. So now – you're just hoping that there's not like this additional wave of players where you get like Zach Aston-Reese testing positive for a second time, Jeff Carter testing positive for a second time. The league also additionally, in addition to not testing asymptomatic players, they're also not going to test players for 3 months after a positive test. So hopefully we move past this. Hopefully as not just a hockey world, but as a world in general, we get to the point where we're on the decline here, and we can all get healthier and move past this and start thinking about other things. And, hopefully we can move on at some point here.
Yeah. Just like we're going to do after today with Jim, right? What are your thoughts on Jim retiring? Let's give us the unfiltered Mike DeFabo on Jim retiring. You going to miss him around the rink?
I am going to miss Jim because you know what? Jim has an uncanny ability to disarm people and get people like Mike Sullivan, who might be like buttoned up and hard nosed and like a tough guy, to smile and to give you an honest response. And I think that there's something about Jim's personality where he's very likable and approachable. And so I am going to miss Jim. I hope he's just like that guy that still keeps showing up. You know what I mean? Like where you're like, didn't we stop paying Jim? Why is he still coming to practices? Why
all of a sudden Jim is Milton from Office Space?
Right. Like, he's our Cato Kalen. He's Cato Kalen. He's just living in the back somewhere. Right. Anyhow.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Jim's always been friendly and great to me. So I've always appreciated talking with Jim, and I hope I still see him around for sure. And also I hope I get the invite to the 4th of July party since I missed it last year.
Yes, oh, wide open. That was the whole buttering me up process there. And I see what the motive is.
He's also invited, he and his wonderful young girlfriend. Yes. They're invited to the porch tour stop that'll be at your house.
No,
that's happens.
You know what? That's perfect. I think that is going to happen, by the way.
That would be the power couple, the Pittsburgh media power couple at the party, though.
Yeah.
You think about that.
I mean, they're not a whole lot of Pittsburgh media power couples. That's not to say you're not a power couple, but Marty and Christine.
Yeah. I mean, the Fabo and Harner walk in, all of a sudden the C's part and the paparazzi start going off.
There we go. Right.
No, it's true. There is a paparazzi. You know, You guys really are like the Nebby ants that corner you at the Thanksgiving party and ask you questions.
Wait a sec. That's the first time we've asked you about this in like five months.
Right. And if it wasn't for us, the world wouldn't know.
5 months.
Yeah. Well, honestly, a lot of the writers knew before you guys knew, but they were able to keep it quiet and they didn't just broadcast.
That's what we do. We broadcast
over the entire airwaves. Yeah. And let me explain, too. I walked into PPG Paints Arena, and I had a security guard say, did you go on the Fan Morning Show to announce your relationship with Jenna Harner? And it was like, that's how it spiraled out of control.
You should have looked right at that person and said, you're damn right.
Yeah, you got a problem with it?
You guys bombarded me out of nowhere without telling me or giving me any kind of a heads up.
That's how they roll, Mike.
Well, I mean,
that's how the narrative spun, that then people believe that side of things.
That Sid and Gino asked you about this at all?
They have not asked me about this.
Well, we're going to try to get that to change. Yes.
I don't know if they do.
Yeah.
I really don't know if they do.
We're going to try to get Sully to ask you about this. Now that you've opened up this floodgates, we're going to get more people to pry into your personal life if we can. Jim's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time you two are out to dinner somewhere, you're going to look three tables over, and there's going to be Jim lurking.
Yeah, right. With a trench coat on. Yes. Now, do you feel uncomfortable about this? Because if so, we won't stop. What do you got?
No, I don't feel uncomfortable about it. I just don't know that. I mean, people listen to hear about sports. They don't care about my life.
You'd be surprised
how many texts. We got exponentially more texts about that than some goofy, who do you think should play center for the Steelers, Kendrick Green or J.C. Hassenaar? Like, people love stuff like that, Mike. They do.
I'll be honest. There's a fair amount of jealousy in this city, too.
There's also that.
Well, yes.
There's also that, Michael. Yep.
I just got a text message from the Hammer, who I play softball with, and he says, so I hear you're getting married, LOL.
Yes, right. You also got one from your girlfriend that said, stop talking about this, please, and end the conversation.
Hang up on these jokers.
And with that, we are out of time. Mike, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it, and we will we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you. And what, you lost my number or what? It's been like weeks since I've talked to you.
Well, we thought you were mad at us because we exposed your love life, and we didn't want to wake you up at 4 in the frickin' morning because you were in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's fair. Well, hopefully I'll talk to you guys soon.
Tell my mom we said hi.
We'll see you.
Right.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you. Mike DeFabo, we absolutely, positively love that, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.